Ravens One-on-One has been presented by MedStar Health. MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.
Ravens, Giants, Sunday, 4:25. The stakes couldn't be any clearer. Giants have to win or they get eliminated from the playoffs. Ravens, with a win, lock up the AFC North divisional title for a second year in a row. We're visiting with Josh Bynes, Ravens inside linebacker. And Josh, last year you got your first experience in the playoff atmosphere, so you understand the stakes. You understand not being on a stage that's too large for you. There's a fine line now, though, coming out of a losing streak. You have to do everything you can to turn things in your momentum, but do you have to be careful not to press too hard, not to force things and let the game still come to you?
You still have to let the game come to you. You start to force things. You start all of a sudden bad things start to happen. So you still have to play this game like you've been playing it all season and let the game come to you and let everything happen the way it's supposed to happen. Be sound, have sound technique, listen to the calls, execute your job, your responsibility, and everything, take care of yourself. We're still the same team, even though we, as a team, we know we're better than we are and better than what we're playing, and we know we're capable of definitely winning these last few games, but we have to look past that and go forward to this next game against the Giants and still play our type of football and win these games.
Much like all young linebackers, there's a learning curve off the field for you as well as on the field. And for you, having come in as an undrafted rookie free agent, you had to spend time on the practice squad. There's a big difference in the salary, the paycheck that shows up, practice squad and regular squad. Who's been your mentor to let you know that don't let your lifestyle change too much just because your paycheck changed?
Honestly, myself and Harry Swain and, of course, a couple of older guys like Ed Reed.
Harry's the director of player development.
Yes, yes. And he's definitely been a guy we come to about everything. I'm always in his office. We always have a talk about life and things like that. And also, of course, what you're looking for, you know, master's and outside of school. I already got my bachelor's already and stuff like that. So he definitely makes sure you keep a level head and make sure you understand what you're having. And you're not this baller. You're not this kind of guy. You have to make sure you can save your money. And that's, of course, what I do. And I make sure, and a lot of players, a lot of guys who come in now as rookies, they don't understand how that offseason works, you know, having no check coming in. And I talk to them as well about, hey, you make sure you save the money, make sure you put this away, make sure you don't do this and don't get out of control, because eventually you're going to have some month stretch where no money is really coming in. So you got to make sure that money stretches over the offseason.
And a little extra playoff money wouldn't be a bad thing or a bad motivator. And for a young guy, that's a much bigger motivator than, say, a guy like Ed Reed or Ray Lewis, who's been around and made a lot of money. For a young guy, a playoff check is a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal because, you know, that's bonus money. So, you know, hey, when you get that, you should put that aside. Sometimes, like when I got mine, I didn't even want to see it in my bank account. I wanted to make sure I didn't even use it. I wanted to see it in something separate so I don't make sure I use it. And that's just you being self-control and knowing what you looking forward to for your future, because you never know in this league, and next year you might not be here. So you have to prepare for something down the road, and just as well as I do now, I'm pretty sure a lot of guys on the team does the same thing. You can't look at it as like, oh, okay, I'm going to get this next year and the year after that. No, because this league is only, what, average 3 years. So you got to think just as if you're not going to be here next year. If you think with that mentality, it keeps you saving your money more and less spending, and make sure you do definitely be smart with your money.
When you came in out of Auburn, you came onto a team that has a strong Alabama influence. Guys like Terrence Cody, Courtney Upshaw, and of course the grand Alabama grad Ozzie Newsome. Does that create conflict, tension? You played against those guys other than Ozzie, and obviously the Alabama has taken the upper hand in the Auburn game, or is it just a fun thing?
Oh, man, that rivalry is tough. And be the only Auburn guy here to hear it all day. Roll Tide, Roll Tide. It is tough. And it's just hard, you know, dealing with Ozzie. He comes to me the same thing. He'll walk by and say Roll Tide as well. It's a tough thing, but it's all fun.
Ozzie will walk by you and say, hey, Roll Tide.
He say, hey, you know we're going to get you this year. Oh, we're going to get you next year. And I'm like, oh, you know we're going to get y'all this year. And, of course, unfortunately, we lost this year. It's tough. But he let me know after the loss. He's like, ooh, didn't even put up a fight this year, huh? And it was funny, but – yeah, it's tough. You know, I love my school, and we definitely love to be Alabama. Unfortunately, didn't. But we got to get back at them. But it's fun. We always Roll Tide War Eagle around here.
So you're going to pull for Notre Dame in the national championship game?
Of course. I wouldn't be an Auburn guy if I didn't. I want Notre Dame to win, of course. You know, I love the SEC. I love my conference. But it's War Eagle all day. And I'm pretty sure if you're a War Eagle fan, you'll want Notre Dame to win.
Appreciate you taking the time to visit with us.
No problem.
Josh Bynes, Ravens inside linebacker. Thank you for taking the time to join us here on Ravens One-on-One.